With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Republican-controlled Arizona legislature gives final approval to a proposal asking voters to make it a state crime for illegal immigrants to cross the border into the state at any location other than a port of entry. The move sends the measure to the November 5th ballot. Arizona's proposal would allow state and local police to arrest people crossing the border without authorization. Republican Representative Barbara Parker says the bill's needed.
This is not about a race or any race. This is about crime. The crime of crossing an international border when you are not allowed to do so.
Lebanese military claims that its soldiers have captured a gunman who attacked the U.S. Embassy near Beirut early Wednesday. Two people were wounded. Stanford University says 13 people were arrested as law enforcement removed pro-Hamas demonstrators who occupied a building that houses the university president and provost offices. The school says there's significant damage inside and outside the building. One officer was also slightly injured. Also at SRNnews.com, a Wall Street Journal article discusses President Biden's mental state and its impact on policy decisions and White House meetings where the commander-in-chief seems distracted or forgetful. One person quoted by the journal is House Speaker Mike Johnson.
They quoted an exchange that he and I had in the Oval Office, just the two of us, when we were talking about his executive order on LNG exports, and he intimated to me that he didn't quite understand what he signed. And the president tried to argue with me and tell me that he didn't do that, when clearly he did. That was the subject of the article. And I've said, if anybody disputes the account of that, I will submit to a polygraph, because I know exactly how that conversation went down, and I'm telling the truth about it. I take no pleasure in that.
Hunter Biden's federal gun trial continues in Wilmington, Delaware. Prosecutors seeking to show the depth of his drug problem. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in the country of Georgia are debating a wide-ranging family values bill.
The Speaker of Georgia's parliament says the legislation includes bans on LGBT propaganda and gender reassignment surgery. The proposed measure would also prohibit non-heterosexual people from adopting children and prevent people from changing their gender in ID documents. Georgia is a predominantly Orthodox Christian, socially conservative nation, with polls showing most citizens disapprove of same-sex relationships. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion bills can be dispensed. Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who filed the lawsuit. An appeal is possible, but for now, it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor. This is SRN News. McDonald's loses a trademark fight in the European Union.
The courts found the U.S. giant failed to prove that it was genuinely using the Big Mac name over a five-year period for chicken sandwiches and poultry products. The Big Mac's a hamburger made of two beef patties, cheese, lettuce, onions, pickles, and Big Mac sauce, invented in 1968 by a Pennsylvania franchisee who thought the company needed a sandwich appealing to adults. The decision, though, about more than burger names. A dispute erupted after Galway-based Supermax started eyeing up European expansion plans and applied to register its company name in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A large tornado was reported in Maryland. Wind and rain hit the area of Gaithersburg Wednesday afternoon, about 30 miles outside of Washington, D.C., before that tornado formed. More details at srnnews.com.